I'd like to share with you a beautiful thought relating to the halachas of Tisha B'Av, specifically doing general housework on Tisha B'Av. So the Shulchan Aruch says that Makom Shenagu La'asos Melacha B'Tisha B'Av Osim, Makom Shenagu Shelo La'asos Melacha Ein Osim. So what's our minhag? Do we do melacha? Do we not do melacha? So the Ramah says that we have the minhag to not do melacha until chatzos. And anything that is the type of melacha that takes time, that's a process, we don't do till chatzos. So you're allowed to flick on a light, you're allowed to tie a knot or untie a knot, but anything that takes, that's a process, that takes time, that has a shihui ktsas, it's not an immediate result, that kind of melacha we avoid until chatzos. For example, the Aruch HaShulchan says, similarly, just like we don't involve ourselves with general melacha, so too we don't get involved in housework. For example, says Aruch HaShulchan, you don't make the beds before chatzos, you don't sweep the floors before chatzos, and it's even better if a person wouldn't do the housework for the duration of the day. That's even better, but certainly in the morning, housework, household chores should be avoided. There's an incredible Birka Yosef that Kovetz Halachas from Shmuel Kamenetsky cites that says the following. Says that there was an old minhag that at the end of Tisha B'Av they would recite Psukim of Nechama. Makes sense, right? But it really doesn't make sense because one of the Shiur Knesset HaGdolah says, wait a second, Tisha B'Av has halachos. Among the halachos says what you're allowed to learn, what you're not allowed to learn. If you're not allowed to learn Torah or certain parts of Torah, most parts of Torah, so that halacha applies all day long, right? You're not allowed to put on your shoes, half an hour before, the end of the fast. You're not allowed to go swimming half an hour before the end of the fast. You're not allowed to anoint yourself or wash yourself half an hour before the end of the fast. Why should you be allowed to say Pesukim of Nechama half an hour before the end of the fast? It's an issur of Talmud Torah, and that should be us for the whole day. And the Birkei Yosef continues and says, I found in a sefer from the Arizal that this is a minhag. Where does this minhag come? Minhag comes because Klal Yisrael, when they saw the Beis HaMikdash was actually destroyed, they, as the Gemara in Kedushin points out, they called out in praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying that Shafach Hashem Chamas al Eitz and Vavanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu let out his wrath, saved Klal Yisrael, and, let out the wrath. It's like you're driving a car, a really nice car, and you get into a terrible car accident. It's so terrible, your car got really banged up. Baruch Hashem, you're whole, right? Baruch Hashem, the car got banged up and you're whole. So too Bnei Yisrael said, Baruch Hashem, not Baruch Hashem, but at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu let out his anger on the Eitz of Avanim and we are left alive. Listen to what the Arizal says. Umitam zeh, says the Arizal. I'm sorry, and therefore the Arizal says, that's why there's a custom at the end of the day to say Pesukim of Nechama, because of this attitude that had prevailed in the time of the Churban, or around that time. So too, they decided to say Nechama, Pesukim of Nechama at the end of the day. Continues the Birkei Yosef, and it says, and for that reason, I found, I'm going to read the words of the Birkei Yosef, Chachamim were not mocha on the women of Klal Yisrael, that after Chatzos, listen to these words, Misaskos bechol kochon l'chabit habayis l'sakin hamitos. The women go into a cleaning frenzy. The women go make all the beds in the house, and the women, wash all the dishes, and they do all the things of the tikkuni habayis. And this is an ancient minhag, that's what the women do with great zest and great zeal after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av day. Why? Says Birkei Yosef, because this is their way of expressing, perhaps in generation, women weren't as educated as perhaps now they are. Nowadays, maybe women could open up a sefer, a Tehillim, and say Pesukim or Pesukim from Yeshaya and say Pesukim of Nechama. But in a time when they didn't have those abilities, that was their way of articulating the fact that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was a building block saved Klal Yisrael as a nation. And for that reason, they have this very unusual minhag of going on a cleaning frenzy, like the spring cleaning before Pesach. Well, this is summer cleaning. When? Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. And therefore, the Birkei Yosef says, this is a proper minhag, and it's a way of the women of Klal Yisrael making sure that there's no yish, that they shouldn't give up hope of the Geula. And so it's a fascinating way to look at a halacha, even though ideally a halacha l'maisa would be better not to be involved with cleaning. But if there is any of you have a family minhag to clean really hard on Tisha B'av afternoon, this is where you know it's from. One last point. We're not supposed to, if you wash dishes, so the fact that you get your hands wet, that's tangential. You're not trying to wash your hands. You're washing the dish, and your hand gets wet. That's okay. After chatzos. What about before chatzos, when you're not supposed to do things like washing dishes, as the Ramah tells us? Are you allowed to turn on the dishwasher? Especially this year, right? After Shabbos, you can have all the Shabbos dishes. You want to put things in the dishwasher and turn on the dishwasher. So turning on the dishwasher, a malacha that you're not supposed to do before chatzos. So he says that putting on the dishwasher is not a problem. Because the whole point, the whole iser of getting involved in malacha that, again, that have some shihui ktsas, some elongated process in doing so, is that it's mesiach das from the avelos. You know, pressing a button, and even if you fill the dishwasher, it's probably also not such a process. So you put in the dishwasher and then you press the button. That's not mesiach das, and therefore he thinks that would be okay.